As we pray to our Father in heaven, amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Lead us not into temptation, Lord, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever, amen. How many believe that? Then give him praise if you will be seated. Hallelujah. Come on, church. I heard the pastor's all fired up. I got to get my flock all fired up. Responsive reading from Psalm 20. Everybody together now. May the Lord answer you in the day of trouble. Yes, may he. Thank you, Lord. May the name of God of Jacob defend you. It's going to be a rough day. May he remember all your offerings and accept your burnt sacrifices. Who's going to do that, man? God, hallelujah. We will rejoice in your salvation, and in the name of our God, we will set up our banners. May the Lord fulfill all your petitions. Hallelujah. Some trust in chariots, some trust in horses, but we will remember the name of the Lord, our God. Hallelujah. Save, Lord. May the King answer us when we call. Amen. May the King answer you when you call. How many want to be answered? Amen. Then you got to start calling, church. Hello, my friends. Thank you for coming back again, guys. We're so blessed to have you and your smile. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Thank you. Hallelujah. His testimony today is about a God. Hallelujah. Some folks have told me in the last couple of weeks that what I've been preaching has touched them, has reached them. And I'm telling you, a lot of people have come up and said, well, you were talking about me. You were talking about, I mean, and I hear that, and I believe it. I truly believe it. They said, oh, you were directing it to me. They felt the message was for them. One person even smiled and said, well, maybe, Pastor, next week you can preach something simple that doesn't go straight to the heart. Maybe preach something that doesn't affect any of us. And I said, okay. You all got Haley's book. I'm going to read something out of Haley's book to you, out of the Bible handbook. I want to read just something what he says here. Thank you, Lord. God's word, what? God's word, living and active, has power, imagine that, power to penetrate the innermost depths of the human heart, to separate and view every motive and desire and purpose and will, imagine that, and evaluate them and their intrinsic value, when we ourselves scarcely know our own motives. Israelites of the wilderness missed the promised land through disregard of God's word. Through what? What word? And Haley says, our best hope of reaching our promised land, and that means reaching your dreams, is in obedience to God's word. And he goes on to say, if only our churches could realize what power they would gain by giving God's word its proper place in the service. But alas, alas, everything else but God's word. That's in this book that the church gives you to help you with your Bible. This is Haley's book. Amen? Thank you, Lord. I'm going to read from God's book. So they said, Pastor, when you're preaching and you're reaching me, please, you feel like you're talking about me. If what some are saying is true and I believe them, listen to me, brothers. I want you to really understand how excited you should be. My friends, we are all witnessing God's word in full action. Amen? When you come to me and say, you preach to me, when I'm preaching to me and not you, when I'm reading for me and not you, and I'm giving you a word that God gave me, and I know that it's reaching you, we're witnessing God's word in action. Amen? Well, stay with me. We are witnessing hearts and spirits being moved. Lives change. Even at times it may not be easy. How many know that sometimes God's correction isn't easy? Amen? But he's correcting us for blessing. He's not correcting us because we're bad. He's saying, no, if you do this, your blessings will start to flow. Amen? Even if at times it's not easy, nevertheless, it is God's word that brings the change. Brings us closer to where God wants us to be. Amen? We are witnessing the reason more and more are coming to this church, and we are witnessing God's blessings. There is no doubt the Spirit is alive here, and that is exactly what church is all about and what churches should be based on. Amen? So now, let me read God's word. Let you understand why if the pastor preaches from the word of God, if I give you the word of God, if any pastor gives you the word of God, why every Sunday you should feel like I'm talking directly to you, Miss Pat. Listen why. For the word of God is living and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. Listen to this. Piercing even to the division of soul and spirit and of joints and marrow. And it is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Right here. Everything that you are in your heart. And there is no creature. How many creatures? None. Hidden from his sight. But all things are naked and open to the eyes of him to whom he must give account. Hallelujah. He says, seeing that we have a great high priest who has passed through the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our confession. For we do not have a high priest, listen to this, who cannot sympathize with our weaknesses, but was in all points tempted as we are, yet without sin. Let us therefore come boldly to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace to help in times of need. If I were to start preaching something and it didn't touch you, I would be on the wrong path. If I would start preaching and you didn't feel like I was referring something in your life, even though I don't know what you're going through or what you're feeling, I would be off the Word of God. The Word of God says if I preach this book to you, it will touch you. It will change you. The Word of God, amen, sinks deeper. Two-edged sword cuts both ways, but it goes deeper inside of you, beyond your thoughts to your heart. That's where you change, Sergio. That's why every Sunday when you tell me that, I know that we're on the right path. Amen. I know the church is on the right path. And I know that as long as we're on that right path, God will send people through that door. I believe it. Amen. I believe it. Can I get an amen? Amen. Hallelujah. So let's pray together. Lord, thank you for this word. Thank you for the love in this word, for the peace and for the compassion, for the lessons of this word, for the comfort in this word, that we are children of yours. We are your children. Your children. And you love us. And you see all our faults, yet you love us. And you see all mistakes, and you love us. And you bring us closer to you. And you hold us tighter to you. And you keep us away from the world and the troubles. You bless us, Lord. You bless us in ways that we can't even comprehend. But Lord, your word is the lamp at my feet. Your word is my strength. Your word is where my hope lies. Your word is where everything I'm reaching for exists. That's why, Lord, when we preach your word, it does touch hearts, Lord. So I pray today that hearts be opened, minds be open to receive your word with such deep understanding and deep knowledge and deep desire that it changes them even before they walk out of this church, Lord, because your word does that. Your word, Lord, is what every church should be preaching today. And I pray that in Jesus' name. Thank you. The Bible says the joy of the Lord is my strength. Amen. Does anybody have joy in the Lord today?
Yeah.
I know the Yankees lost 2 in a row to the Red Sox. If anybody could be sad, it would be... Forgive him, Lord. He knows not what he did. When he meets you someday and Babe's on one side and Lou Gehrig's on the other side, Lord, accept him. And thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Brothers and sisters, this is where your hope comes from, the Word of God. This is where all the desires you have come from, right here. Amen? Nothing else. Nothing else matters. Today, I have Aiden here, and I told Jackie that I was going to use Aiden today because I'm going to talk to him today. You all just sit back and relax. I'm not talking to any of you today. If you happen to get some of this, well, it's fine. But I'm talking to him today. That's all. I'm going to go to Haley's book. Anybody got your Haley's book? I want to go to Haley. I hope you read it. I hope you look at it. This is fascinating stuff, Marty. It helps you with the Bible. But if you can't sleep at night and you start opening this up and reading that, next thing you know, it's 2 o'clock and you feel great and you go to sleep. God, it's just so miracles. Hallelujah. Let me read what he says. It's a simple paragraph in the Bible, a quarter of a page in the Bible. Let me read what Haley says about this quarter of a page in the Bible. The premier teaching of Christianity. Anybody think that is? It's called love. An undying expression of Jesus' doctrine of heavenly love, more potent for the building of the church than any or all of the various manifestations of God's power. Let me say that again. Love, more potent for the building of the church than any or all of the various manifestations of God's power. Love, the church's most effective weapon. Love, without which all the various gifts of the Spirit are of no avail. Love, the essence of God's nature. Love, the perfection of human character. Love, the most powerful ultimate force in the universe. That's Haley's book on that one quarter of a chapter. So Aiden, all that love that you feel for Papa Greg, that's from God. See, God and say, he loves you, that's from God. And all the beautiful things that, see, that's a gift from God, amen? Y'all listening, but that's okay, it's to Aiden. Love is God's gift to us. We sang a song called Amazing Grace. The love there is priceless. You can't even begin to think about what he did for us on that cross. Amen? That was what? Love. Love is the greatest of all things. Love helps you forgive. Amen? How many know that? If you truly love, you forgive. Because you cannot be forgiven until you what? You forgive. What does the Bible say? Forgive us our trespasses, and a little two-letter word? As. We forgive those who trespass against us. But that, the thing that does that is love. If you truly love, it's, you don't need to hear me say it. Let me read it. The Word of God. Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, Paul is saying, I speak with the tongues of angels. Though I do that, but have not love, I have become sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have the gift of prophecy, though I can prophesy for God, and listen to what he says, and I understand all mysteries. How many? And all knowledge. How many knowledge? And though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Amen. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked. Love thinks no evil. Love does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth. Love bears all things. How many things? Love believes all things. How many things? Hopes all things. Love endures all things. Three words right here, 13:8. Three words. Love never fails. Amen? Because love removes self, Marty. Love removes you from it. Because if you love, you remove yourself and try to lift up, try to encourage, try to take back, try to forgive. It's like someday somebody maybe at your school will steal your lunch or something and you get really mad. But then he comes and said, he's sorry, Aiden. You say, I forgive you. That's God. That's God saying, you're feeling like, I'm going to forgive you. You know, you want to be pushed around. We're not talking about bullies. We're not talking about not standing on the word. Amen. We're not talking about just being so complacent that we accept everything. No, but true love is giving in a way that just heals. Amen. Now, you might have had things happen to you in the past, maybe family members, all kinds of things in your life that have happened to you. And you say, I can't forgive them. I say, yes, you can. You have to forgive them. Amen? And once you forgive them and you remove that from your spirit, then you allow love to flow through you. Amen? That doesn't mean you have to call them up and spend the next 3 days with them. That doesn't mean you have to have dinner with them every night next week. That doesn't mean you have to. But it means you have to forgive and let go. And when you do that, you'll be surprised at the healing. You'll be surprised that those people will come back. Those people will feel different. Those people will say, I understand now. Let's work on it. Let's grow together. Let's do something together for lifting. Amen? Hallelujah. Love suffers long and is kind. Imagine that. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself. It's not puffed up. Love does not behave rudely and does not seek its own, is not provoked and thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in truth. Rejoices in what? Hallelujah. And let me say again, it bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Love helps me to forgive, for without forgiveness, then I am not forgiven. That should scare you right there. Man fails. Can I get an amen? Your pastor's going to fail at worldly things. Can I get an amen? Because I'm human. When I turn to the Word of God, that's when it changes. Man makes mistakes. Love heals. Love overcomes. We must be in unity if we want the Spirit of God to fill this house. We must share that love. Hallelujah. And let me just read from John. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is of God. And everyone who loves is born of God and knows God. In three more words, God is love. Can I get an amen? Love one another. I'm going to do Lord's. We're going to do the Lord's Supper now. And the Word of God every Sunday should touch you and does touch you. And that the pastor's not picking on you. He's just reading from the Word of God. And God is working with you. And know that love overcomes any obstacle that we have. Amen. If you just know those two things and you live that today. And you go out and live it in the world with your husband, with your wife, with your children, with your boss. And you do your job unto God. You do your schoolwork unto God. God will lift you up. Amen. Give him praise. This is wine. In the Bible, it was wine. He poured into a cup, but he blessed it. So he made the wine holy. Some churches want to say it turns into his blood. There's nothing in the Bible about that. Simply know that this is in remembrance of Jesus. As he blessed the wine and poured it, saying, this is my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins. We do this in remembrance of our Lord. Thank you, deacons. Remember, when there's no love, you're out of the Word of God. When there's no compassion, you're out of the Word of God. Remember that when you're acting in a way that's not God-like, He must correct us. Love is what heals us. Love is what saves us. Love is what guides us. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you. Aiden, God will never leave you. God will never leave you, Aiden, ever. He will never leave. He loves you and will never leave you. He will always help you. And He gave you that man right there, that's love, that's God. So you see in him kind of God because you adore him, and that's how we look at God the Father when we come to church. And that Bible, it's called the Bible, it's a book all about God, all about fun things, about all the lessons in God. Little Madison wants to know, and I know we got to teach the children. We got to teach them. You got to tell them. You got to tell your grandkids. You got to tell your family, your friends. You got to teach them about God. They're not going to get it in the newspaper. Right, Marty? They're not going to get it on cable news. No, they don't have time. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. When he blessed that wine, he made it holy. And he said, this would be my blood being shed for you for the remission of your sins, the greatest gift of all. And he simply asked that we do this in remembrance of him in this church, his bride, in Jesus' name. Where there is love, there is joy. Where there is love, there is peace. Where there is love, there is comfort. And in that word is all of it. All of it. Thank you, Lord, for that word. May we grow stronger in you. May we open our hearts and let it flow out. Just let it happen in Jesus' name. Give him praise, church. I was led to a newspaper article where they actually have drive-through communion because people just don't have time to go to church. They don't have time to hear the word of God, but they're going to go and drive through and get the communion, thank you, Lord, thank you, Jesus, and be back on the highway again 10 minutes. Gone, you're good. We have a lot of people in a lot of churches accepting a lot of things. And Paul tells us one thing in Galatians. He said, I'm not a pleaser of man, I'm a pleaser of God. And what you're seeing in the world is a lot of people pleasing one another to make everybody feel good. But you know what? Anybody is welcome in this church, amen? Anybody who walks through that door, whatever the cause in their life, if they're seeking to know him, amen, they are a brother and a sister. We don't look. We don't judge because we just want the person to walk in this door to be hungry for who? God. To be searching for who? To be wanting to read the what? The word of God. So everybody, you see, the world doesn't get it. They call us Christians like we separate. We do just the opposite. We bring in, but they bring in, we bring in people who want to know him. If they don't want to know him, then there's really no need for them to be here. Amen? And Jesus said, I'm not looking for everybody. I'm only looking for the sick. So that's what we do. We heal the sick. We raise them. We give them hope for tomorrow. We remove depression by God's word. We remove anxiety by God's word. If you got stuff going on and you feel stressed, I mean, there's a ministry called Helps. Anybody ever hear that ministry? And it's not just about the church. If you have a lot of time and you don't know what to do, you can reach out and help somebody else. Somebody else might need some time, might need some help with something. And then when you start to do that, even if it's a couple hours a day or a couple hours a week, all of a sudden it gets here, away from your own thoughts, amen? The second you start and you go and help somebody and you're doing something for somebody, maybe you're helping them clean their yard, who knows? They say, hey, I need a little help, and you go and you do that, all of a sudden you stop worrying about your aches, your pains, whatever you're going through, and all of a sudden you feel better, and when the day's through, you realize that you weren't as bad as you would have been if you just sat there all day long thinking about gloom, despair, and agony on me. That's the ministry of Helps. It's in the church. We people helping with Art and Gladys in the garden, all the things that we do for the church. But it's in your daily life. See, God is not talking about your Sunday service. He's giving you that for your daily life. Do something for somebody else. Don't worry about if it has a price to it. In fact, if it does, sometimes walk away from it. Just do something. Give some time to somebody because you want to help them, and God will bless you back. How many would like to be blessed by God? I love that. I mean, God has a way of blessing you in ways that you can't even comprehend. Amen? But that's the ministry of Helps. You see, that's how God is saying, hey, come on, do something and I'll help you. And then all of a sudden you feel better. Anxiety, depression is... And then when you go out and you work a little bit, guess what? You come home tired. And if you couldn't sleep, guess what? You're sleeping now. Praise the Lord. Give him praise, church, because this God is beautiful.